about the halachas of Mishloach Manos. So we spoke about Mishloach Manos, and now let's talk about Ish L'Re'eyu. So the first question which the pasuk deal with is, it says Ish, does it apply to women as well? Many times in the Torah, we make a drasha Ish for Le'isha. Many times we don't make the drasha Ish for Le'isha. So how do we understand it over here? The matter gets more complicated by a woman. Many times she's married, she doesn't own property. Is she chayiv in the situation? So starting off, the Vilna Gaon actually says women are not chayiv, and the drash over here, ish, means ish v'lo isha. The women are not chayiv in the mitzvah of Nishlach Manos, and the Magen Aram raises the point. We see that we don't see women doing it. The Magen Aram says really women are chayiv, but they rely on their husband to give for them. That instead of giving themselves, they rely on the husband giving for them. But then the Magen Rama says, really it would be proper the woman should give herself. We would assume according to him that means that women should own it. And what you can do is in that situation, the husband can give it to somebody to acquire it for the wife, and now it's the wife's, and she can go give it as well. Taking this issue a step further, so in regards to ketanim, the question would then be to girls, whether they be chayiv, as much as you say women are not going to be chayiv, girls are also not be chayiv. If the issue is because they don't have property, but they are chayiv, so girls could have property. The truth is we have a problem with all children. If there's someone called Shulchan Aviyam, what they're giving is not necessarily theirs. So many persons say that you don't need to own it, you have to have the right to give it. So the child, the parents give it to the child can give it to somebody else. So that is sufficient for the ownership that we need for this purpose. We don't need that they should actually own it, halakhically own it properly. Children under the age of a mitzvah, egiyah l'chinuch, there's a mitzvah of mishloach manos for them as well. It should be ish l're'eyu. So we have to give it, the process has to be from ish l're'eyu. So one question which comes up is, can you send something before Purim that it should arrive on Purim? Or send something on Purim, which will arrive after Purim, so you fulfill the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos? And the answer is no. The mitzvah has to be given from Ish L'Re'eyu on the day of Purim. So the person has to send it and has to be received on the day of Purim. Going from somebody who's a Ben Ir to Ben Krach, somebody who Bnei Brak sends it, leaves Bnei Brak late in the afternoon of Purim on the 14th, it arrives Yishalayim on the fifth night of the 15th. So that threat would be an interesting idea. However, that wouldn't work because you have to give it b'yom. But what he could do is he could argue he'd have his shliach deliver for him the next day. Interesting question. We're not going to get involved in that. The poskim say, what about a situation when you said that to somebody, says, you know, I don't need it. I have enough stuff already. I'm overloaded. Please take it back. Do you fulfill your mitzvah? The mitzvah is it should be ish l're'eyu, it should be given from the ish l're'eyu. So the answer is you do not fulfill the mitzvah in that situation. A person would have to give it to somebody else. Some person raised the question, ish l're'eyu, do they have to be equal? What about a Talmud to a Rebbe or a parent to a child? And the answer, again, that's not a problem, that's not an issue, the fact that they're not equal. So one or two last points over here. A person sends it. The purpose over here is to create this relationship with an ish l're'eyu. So therefore, if you send it anonymously, you're not yurtzei. Many times we'll have a situation, somebody will leave by our doorstep, we're out delivering shalach manos ourselves, you come back, and there's a shalach manos by our doorstep with no name on it. You should not do that. You should leave your name on it. Because if they don't know who it's going from whom to whom, you will not fulfill the mitzvah. It has to be ishur ayo, it has to be given in a way that you know. The Aruch HaShulchan says you're not yurtzei in that situation. There are persons who disagree with him, but the Aruch HaShulchan says you're not yurtzei. We would not want that situation. The proper time to give this is on the day of Purim. You cannot give Belilah. Preferably, excuse me. You should wait until after sunrise, which usually you're davening then at that point in time. There is a union of zvizim adim and lemitzvahs. You should do it earlier in the day, as early in the day as possible. Number one. Number two. The interesting question. The Mishabura says that when you say the Shechianu by the Mikra Megillah b'yom, you have in mind to include for the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. Well, if you give it before the Kriyas Megillah, your Shechianu would not work on that. So you would want to wait till after, even if you want to do it early. It's not like, you know, on your way to davening, slip it by somebody's door. And you're, it's a, I did my job already. You want to wait till after you say the bracha of Shechianu, which is said by the day. One last point over here is that are you allowed to eat beforehand? We know that many times before a mitzvah, the halacha is that a person can't, should not eat because he might get involved and forget to do the mitzvah. So right after Mikra Megillah, I want to sit down and eat something before I say give him Mishloach Manos. Really, preferably, a person should give the Mishloach Manos, at least the one he's going to be yotze with, before he eats. There is what to be said to allow a person to eat before he gives Mishloach Manos. But again, preferably, a person should give it right after you bring one with you to davening. You finish Mikra Megillah, you finish davening, give it to a friend, the two manos to one friend. You'll fulfill your main mitzvah, and later the extra mitzvah, Mishloach Manos, you'll do later on in the day. Okay, have a good morning.